Welcome to
I love this fucking game.
Come on, man, how awesome.
Really?
Not no, but hell no. Talk full of murder.
What the fuck are you?
We are fine.
Segment was one of my favorite segments of the show. I don't have very many funny voices, but yeah, aside from that, there was a segment I used to do called Shit I Heard This Week, and I missed it a couple of times. And I you know what? I want to start right off right now with telling you guys a couple of my really favorite ones that I discussed this week in Guilt. One was that this one time I broke out into song, which is kind of why I did the whole song at the beginning, but I broke out into song because there's a thing in KB, and he says, "Welcome." And I don't know why, every time he does it, it kind of makes me think about that part in Guns N' Roses. Yeah, you know, "Welcome to the Jungle. You're gonna die. You know where you are. You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die." Well, welcome to that. But I sang. I was like, "Welcome to the jungle, baby." And you know, the guy just blows up on me on his vent surfer and says, "We don't." Hold on. This deserves funny voice number one.
"We don't pay for this server for you to enjoy yourself, jackass. Just do your job."
I was like, "Oh shit, you're right." And I left group because I was their healer, and I left. So it amused me. It amused me a lot. I left their server and I dropped group, and it kind of was a douchebag move, but it was a dick thing to say. Well, something similar happened to me recently. There was a guy, and we were, you know, discussing, you know, running tier twos. Now, the thing is, like, okay, let's be fair. Right now, since they completely dumbed down tier twos, and they're not super easy. I'm not going to say that. They're still a little difficult, but the truth is, I have 100% hit rating in there, and I was well under the 200% mark you used to need. 200 focused? I don't need 200 focused. I go in there with 150, I'm like, bang, bang, bang. So, this guy says, "Oh, you know, he gets insistent, and a little pushy about it too, because we're reading the tooltip to him, and he's like, "No,
you have to have 200, you have to have 200, you can't do T2s without it."
We let it go. And I reflected on how, you know, I can do that, because I don't always have to win an argument, which seems to be like this big thing in MMOs. Like, everybody has to be this, I don't know if elitist is a good word, but everybody's got to be right. Some people can't just be like, "Okay, alright, I'm gonna calm down, I'm gonna let this go, I'm gonna walk away, I'm gonna cool off, we're gonna see how it happens." I mean, you know, there are disagreements, and they're like maddening, seething, hate, anger moments where you still can't give in to that shit. I mean, really, it really pissed me off. The guy chewed me out for making a joke, singing a damn Guns N' Roses song. But given, a lot of you be like,
"We don't know what you were doing before that. Maybe you were just being moron the whole time."
Maybe I was. But, I mean, fuck it. It wasn't worth calling me a jackass. I was doing my job. We hadn't wiped once. No one had almost died any time during this run. And, I mean, fuck, this is so long ago. This is normal KB, and I was there for XP. I mean, seriously, do you guys remember that? Being there for the XP. So, okay, yeah. It's one of those things I just really wanted to talk about. Another one was this guy, and I don't give names on the show. Man, I have no idea. Sometimes I want to tell you guys, like, the name of these people that say shit to me, or I get snubbed by a guild or something because they're being dicks. But you know what? I find out later on, it's not the whole guild. A lot of times it's just, like, one guy or a couple of his friends. It's not always the whole guild. I mean, sometimes there's an asshole in your guild, and, you know, he does a good job, and he's a good guy. He's just a bit of a prick. I mean, shit, I got one of those in my guild. And, you know, it might be me. I'm not gonna say. I'm just saying. Just pointing out. So, yeah, alright. You gotta make sure that you deal with everything as it is, not as it might be. Good example. Man, we did, tonight, because I'm filming this. Filming. Wow, look at that. I'm recording this after we did the Stone Queen raid up in Shimmersand. It was fun, because we had never done it. We looked up this YouTube video, which completely steered us wrong. It was fucking horrible information. It was just bad. You know, we wiped because of it a couple of times, but it did give us a heads up on one thing. Like, the guys come out, and if you haven't done the fight, I would love to give you guys, you know, that might be interested in doing it, a tip. This is how the fight runs. It runs like this. You go up, she talks to this guy that's kneeling in front of her. Now, the guy in front of her says some shit. I don't remember what they say.
"You the bitch.
You the dude.
Round one. Fight."
And And then they turn around and they fight Kano. The guy turns into something else, and then you gotta fight him. Now, somewhere in the fight here, when you're like burning this guy to the fucking ground, two guys walk out from the sides, and this is supposed to be a 10-man raid. This seems really crazy to be a 10-man raid, because I'm still doing like 500 to 600 single target DPS on this particular fight. Now, given for, especially douchebags out there like,
oh, I see what the problem is, you're only doing 500 or 600 single target.
Fuck you, I looked it up, that's not bad single target. I mean, sure, I'm not like blasting the damn DPS chart, but single target, that's pretty fucking good. Alright, but let's move on. So, they come out, and they do this, like, little spell thing, and two of them are like, oh, you were doing this thing at the same time. You gotta burn him down, because what they're actually doing is they're healing her. You don't have to do it now, though. You gotta kill the little guy first. You kill the little guy, which technically at this point he's bigger than her, but littler than them. So you kill the little guy.
Oh, shit.
And now, every time these guys come out, you gotta kill both of them before they finish casting. Or they heal her, which is a real pain in the ass, because she's a raid boss, and any heal on her really shuts you down. Alright, so we go out, we do it. Well, phase three, she walks back this like stack of pots. I don't know why she's cooking in the desert. She's the queen, though. She can do what the fuck she wants. So she goes back, walks away from this pot, and whatever she keeps in this shit, she turns into like a 60-foot elemental. And now you really gotta fuck her up. She comes over, she starts doing this forward cleave, you gotta get the tank to face her away, and then all these little fuckers come out and they start attacking the group. Not the tanks, the group. And the problem is, this cleave has a little bit of a back area for some reason. If you're standing behind her, you can still get hit. I want to say it's an AoE, but it goes way out forward if you're standing in front of her, but not too far behind her if you're standing behind her. So, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's an oblong AoE, maybe. Alright, so, anyways, we finished the fight. It's awesome. And immediately, we're all talking. We died a couple of times. There were bad ideas, there were bad suggestions, but shit, we got it done. I made most of the bad ideas and bad suggestions. I'll copy that. But anyways, it got done. It was a real feeling of accomplishment. And you know what we got from this? We got 10 plaques each, which is really awesome, but it's not gear. I mean, it's not even partial gear. You can't really buy anything with 10 plaques. So, in a way, you'd think, oh, that really doesn't sound like a lot. You know what it really gave us? We did this as a guild run, and we accomplished something. You know, you gotta face things as they are. And somebody during the raid was, you know, being whiny, and then, you know, we were waiting on these guys, we waited forever, and they, you know, took them forever to get to us, and, you know, when they got to us, this shit worked out great. We got the rest of the guild involved, bam, we downed her. What does this all lead up to? I don't know. You know, you get mad about things, or you blow up, but if people had gotten mad, or taken the whiny stuff personally, or, you know, complaints, nothing would have been accomplished. We would have failed. The thing would have fallen apart. That's why sometimes you gotta take the good with the bad, not always react to shit that's said or done. However, I will keep telling you the funnier shit I hear. Like this week's, and I mean this, as dumb as this sounds, I was in a group, and Sagith's in our group, our channel talking to us, and Sagith says, I just heard the funniest shit I've ever heard. I said, what is it? He said, this guy's got aggro, and he's in combat, but he can't get out of combat. Nothing's attacking him. He can't res anybody. I said, oh. I was like, well, how's he gonna fix it? He said, that's the funniest thing. He said, you know what? I'm gonna fix this like a man. I'm gonna soul walk it out. And he goes over and dies, and then soul walks so that he loses aggro. And it was funny. I'm gonna soul walk it out. That's funny. I'm gonna be a man and soul walk it out. That's some funny shit. Not everything is negative. So, yeah, sometimes you have to make sacrifices. I know what? Sometimes the sacrifice is you're listening to 10 minutes of a fat guy chatting away in his basement. But, you know, that's a sacrifice some of you made. Well, all right, man, what's next? All right, so let's talk about what else is new with this show. Now, a lot of people have known this that I talked to in the guild. Some people didn't. I am trying to get into the fan site, website, forums, I don't know, whatever you call it. And I got a contact from Zan, who was, you know, really quick about getting to me. And said that I have to be active for 60 days. It's not too much to ask. But also that I have to have an original domain. I was curious because I wasn't sure what that meant. Did I just own the name? Did I have to actually host everything through that website? Because really, I do all this for free, so I don't have that kind of money to dump into it. So I did end up buying the domain name. So right now, you can actually reach the show by going to riffrunners.info. And I know.
Info? Why the fuck did you pick info?
Well, because I'm poor, and I live in a basement, and that's where I record all this shit for free. So, beggars and choosers. I'm both. So, all right. Yeah, that's what I did. I enjoyed it, and it looks kind of cool, and I kind of like the fact that it matches the blog site, and I'm hoping they let me get away with it. You know, but the exciting thing is, hey, fuckers, I own riffrunners.info. So, if you ever need to get the show, all you gotta remember is riffrunners.info. runners.info, and then just click on the link, take it everything you need to know. Email's the same, everything's the same. And which is another thing, I never get email. Like, I get emails once in a blue moon. I got an email last week, but it was from the fan site subscription. The only user feedback I've gotten in a while is I go to the forums, the main forums, you know, where I brag about the podcast, and the Dimroot forums, and on the general. New podcast is up. I put in a new whatever. Well, that's why I've been, you know, advertising it, and people that go there leave me little things, like the guy that suggested I go to iTunes, and I can't remember his name right now offhand because I'm not looking at it, but I did, you know, thank him originally. People congratulate me on there, and you know what, if I got to, maybe next show I'll go back and I'll just start reading all the good feedback. Corbin is a really big guy on there. I really appreciate all of the feedback I get from people, and I guess that's really what I'm saying. I mean, I really want to hear from you guys. And some guys, you're going to send me, you know, letters. Hey, buddy, why don't you shit in a box? Okay, I'll read that shit in the air. That's kind of funny. You know, I really want to hear from people. I mean, I put a lot of effort into this, and I just want the feedback. I mean, shit, you're not going to make me quit because you hurt my feelings. But I just want to know, you know, what you guys are thinking, what you guys want to talk about. I want to hear something engaging to have a back and forth, since, you know, all I do is fucking monologue for, you know, 25, 30 minutes. But enough about that. So that's the big change of the show, riffrunners.info. I mean, you know, it's not great. It's not, you know, I've taken over the world and explosions and fireworks and shit, but it's something. I own something now, and hooray for me. That makes me feel good, actually. Let's face it. I love playing this game, and believe it or not, this is actually, like, this headache has taken up a huge chunk of my week playing. But we did go and down the Sand Queen. We've downed that other guy, the Heart of Discord guy. So it's been exciting, you know. The event's going on. I'm collecting shells. I have no idea why, because I've gotten that treasure chest. I've already got the cat. I don't really know what I'm doing now, except for, you know, hey, I got artifacts. I never did artifacts. I don't know if you guys did artifacts. I don't know. There are a lot of people in my guild who do artifacts. I never did artifacts. My friend Trustfall did artifacts. And, you know, she really would just go out of her way. And my friend Lithis does artifacts. He goes out of his way. I don't know. I was really never into it. Now I'm just like, I'll click it. Which is funny, because in other things in life, like, you know, magic cards, like, I really just had to get everything. And now I'm like, I don't know what's, Then I found out that sometimes when you complete collections, you get shit. Like, you actually, like, receive shit. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go back and do it. I'll do some research on it. I'm not real sure. A question came up, though, from Mysteriosi. I don't know how to really say the Spanish pronunciation, but it's Mystery. And she was talking about, is the PvP gear as good as the regular gear? That's a good question, actually. The PvP gear, as you play, has a stat called Valor on it. Now, what that does is, Valor is versus players, it is your focus, your hit, your all that stuff. That's what it does. It makes players less resistant to you, and makes you more powerful to do things, as far as I understand it. Does this really equal out to be as good as, you know, tier gear? The answer is, sadly, no. Tier gear specifically has focus on it. As far as I know, Valor is not exchangeable in the PvE world for focus. So, and that's for mages, for instance, or hit for bards. Toughness is a big one for tanks. And no, currently, for rogues, for mages at least, no, it is not comparable. You have to have focus, or hit, or toughness if you're a rogue tank. You have to have these things. You don't have a choice. Valor, I believe, is a two-way street. It makes you more resistant to spells and abilities. It makes you more powerful versus their resistances, I think. I'm not 100% sure. So what does that really mean? That means you have to get the tier gear, and if you want to be good at PvP, it probably helps to get the PvP gear. I don't know, really, if you want to run around with three different sets of gear. Four, if you think about it. Like, guys like me, I built a healing soul engine just so that I could switch them out. Which is funny, because that struck people as odd. I have a healing soul engine. Why switch all of my gear? I have a specific piece that I can switch out that makes my healing more effective. And a lot of people, you know, are like, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. Works for tanking versus DPS. Works for rogues that want to be bards versus rogues that want to do DPS versus rogue tanks. You know, I mean, hell, let's face it. The only one of us that can't be everything is the mage. Apparently everybody else can tank and heal and DPS. And warriors aren't great healers, but whether I like it or not, they can fucking do it. And if you were to use the old tank theory, only pull is
as much as your armor can handle, well, then mages shouldn't shoot shit. So, I mean, that's just how it is. So, I mean, that's pretty much what I was going to, you know, hop in here and talk about, you know, what really I've been doing. And you know, well, let's move on to the game, some game mechanics. Let's talk more about the actual game and some things I've found so far. So the game mechanic we're going to talk about is actually something I think I've brushed up on, but it's a simple mechanic, and it seems silly, but it's not really a mechanic in the game. It's a mechanic of players, because this is the community podcast. Now, I will later on talk about, you know, where you should work, or how certain raids should work, or how certain dungeons should work, but right now, my major goal, what I want to concentrate on while talking about a specific mechanic is, we did a raid, and something happened, and it happens. It happens a lot, as a matter of fact, and people kind of put it off, and they're like,
oh, you know, it's all like a best
raids. You know, I'm sorry, little squeaky Fonzie, but not in my raids. This is what happened. We had a guy, Ninja AFK. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with that term, Ninja AFK is when you disappear from your keyboard. AFK stands for away from keyboard for you first-time MMOers. You disappear from your keyboard without telling anyone you're going. Now, there are a lot of big no-nos during a raid, but if you just leave and don't tell anyone you're leaving, this is kind of a big deal. Why? Well, let's look at some facts. One, if the raid wipes and you haven't been carrying your weight, people are going to generally blame you. But that's not really a reason. It's just a fact. Two, if you wipe with the raid and then you don't accept your res, you're kind of holding people up. Because now, hey, you didn't even know you were AFK. What the hell is going on? Three, if everybody does a ready check and then they're like, going back to see who didn't ready up and what's going on with it. Well, wait a minute. Why isn't Bob here? Well, because Bob decided that he was going to go smoke a bowl. All right. Bob can smoke a bowl. I'm okay with the Liberated Herbology Groups of America. All right? Not the problem. Problem is, Bob should have told us that shit. Now, some people are going to write in and be like,
obviously, potheads make horrible MMO raiders.
It's not true, okay? Some of the best guys I've ever played with are just laid-back, mellow guys who are smoking pot. Now, given their concentration's a little slow and their reaction time's a little slow, these guys know this shit. They're not stupid because they smoke pot. They're out macroing shit and tapping two or three buttons because these guys are on top of it. I'm not saying you have to macro if you're smoking pot. What I am saying is if you're going to get up and leave, tell somebody. It's a very simple game mechanic. Why? Well, same system. We ended up four-manning a dungeon. Why? Because the guy never showed up. We couldn't get a hold of him. He was in the group forever. And the worst part is when it's a guildie, because you don't know if something happened or something, you know, went down. And then when it becomes repetitive, you might be the best damn healer in the world. You could be the Uber tank. You could be a DPS that actually rolls in with a fucking battleship and howitzers pointed at things. It wouldn't fucking matter, because you're never there to do your fucking job when it matters. Maybe you are when it matters to you, but when the guild, when the raid, when the group needs you, you're gone. And you don't know why people are upset. It's because you can't just leave. You're with a group of people who are, again, I mentioned this before, some people have limited amounts of time to play. And when you hold that up, that's eating up their game time. People live like that. I'm sorry to break it to some people who don't have to manage their kids and their job and their wives and their social obligations. Because believe me, there are social obligations in the world outside of viewing. I'm not saying that you, my brilliant, beautiful audience of 38 subscribers, has to be fearful of me saying you're all shut in. But it seems that a lot of people are like, oh, don't get so worked up, it's a game. It is a game. They just don't want to play with you because you're unreliable. That's not their fault. That is really your fault. So, what is the mechanic? The mechanic is simple. It's called manners. What do manners mean in a video game? Let me explain. A lot of shit goes down. Okay? And you'll notice that there are people on every server who get into every group, who seem to be at every raid when it's available for them, who seem to be everywhere important, and people are like, man, I wish I could be as good as that guy. Now, a lot of elitists out there will disagree with me. Oh, fuck it. You're not to be nice to people. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Don't get the fuck out your way. You know why? Because you're fucking awesome. Man, if you're so fucking awesome, go do it yourself. I want to play with a guy that I can stand being around. And it works. Now, there are some people that are just, you know, socially awkward or abrasive. That exception can be made. But when you just are flat out inconsiderate and a dumbass to boot, people aren't going to put up with it. You took off in the middle of a raid. What did you think would happen? More importantly, you do it twice. Now, in my situation, this did happen twice. There was an excuse. We were going to go do something. Something came up. I don't remember. There was actually no excuse given. It's just, I couldn't find you guys. I'm sorry I was lagging behind. Sorry. Sorry is what sold it. See? Manners. We immediately were like, okay, guilty. We'll forgive it. What do you do the second time? Second time? Cut it loose. Let it free. If it loves you, it'll come home with manners, because manners matter. You know, I'm not saying go around being like, please, thank you, may I, excuse me, oh no, excuse me, no, fuck all that, okay? What I'm saying is, there is an amount of respect you should give to other players when you're in a group if you want to come back. That's not said enough. People are like, fuck it, I'll do what I want. Welcome to the internet, they're everywhere, I get it, please don't write that shit in, I know. Let me ask you this, okay? Let me get your opinion on something then, if you want to write. If you just felt compelled to be like, fuck you, man, the internet's full of guys that are assholes. What did you expect? I want an answer to this. If I have to answer that, which I will right now, if you had that compulsion, I want you to write in with this. Which is more important to you? Manners, or a guy that's so awesome that he doesn't have to be at his keyboard to help you go through a dungeon? I'm gonna leave that little pause in there. You know why? I wanted you to have a moment to see, I'm not fucking kidding. Now, most of the time, this show is very fast-paced. Cut, boom, 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 boom. That pause is there for that. I want you to think about it. I want you to write in and tell me, yes, if that guy's a douche, he can leave and go AFK whenever he wants. We'll wait on him. Whole group. Four guys, aside from him, fuck it. He's so awesome, we'll just wait for him to take us. Alright? You want to know why that's not true? First off, I'm going to answer my original question. No, I will not put up with that shit. How do I know I wouldn't put up with that shit? Sure you would, man. If it was so awesome that he could do it single-handedly all by himself. You ever been power leveled by one of these guys? You ever paid for a guy to run you through a dungeon, and then, you know, he's, hey, let's face it. Power leveling you. Guy's doing it all by himself. He's rolling through. You're getting your shit together. It's fast XP, fast money, items, levels. Okay, well, he AFKs. Like, constantly. Like, every fucking time you turn around, this guy's gone. Well, I mean, was it worth it? He's so awesome, he can get the fuck up and leave. You guys aren't moving. You guys are waiting on him to get back. So the question is posed is, what? No, I wouldn't run with this guy again. I would get somebody else with manners and awesomeness. Believe me, they're out there. People are like, oh yeah, no man, I'll run you guys through this real fast. No problem. And he means real fast. He means, fuck it, keep up. Don't pull anything. We got this. Let's run to the end. You know why? Because he doesn't want you to wait on him. He doesn't want to wait on you. And he expects the same amount of respect from you. That's what's missing when people do silly things and forget manners. Manners are missing from everything in the world. People are rude at the supermarket because they want fucking milk. You know, I'm not talking about cursing. I'm not talking about a lack of respect through intimidation. I'm talking about simple fucking manners. If you're in the way, get the fuck out of the way. If you get out the fuck out of the way or somebody's staring at you waiting to get by, don't get mad. Just fucking move. It's true. If you wander off because you got to go scratch your ass, touch your lady, touch yourself, smoke a bowl, whatever it is you got to go do, tell somebody. Don't just leave. Yes. Yes, if it's for something stupid, you're going to catch flack. If it's for something serious, it shouldn't matter if you're going to catch flack. Just tell somebody you're leaving. If your house caught fire and you took off, or your kid fell down and you didn't say goodbye, that's acceptable. Man, you went to smoke pot. I'm glad you were honest about it. I now know how really far down the rabbit hole you fucking fell on your head before you hit the stupid rock. Anyways, the point is this. The point was this. The point is going to be, for the rest of your lives, this. If you want to be good at what you do, make people want to do it with you. And trust me, being unreliable is not the way to go about that. Alright, man, that's it for me. I'm about burned out of all my interesting shit. So, this is the end of the show. Please write in. Oh my god, please write in. Also, end of the show before I forget. If you don't tune out yet. I got a new domain name. I bought riffrunners.info, okay? And I may have mentioned it at the beginning of the show, I don't remember, but I'm gonna re-mention it here, okay? I'm trying to get into the Treon fan site. I don't need to, because I've said several times, I do this for me. I do this because I enjoy doing it. I like talking and recording and putting it out on the internet because I'm neurotic like that. No, I enjoy podcasting. And it is one of my favorite things to do. So getting your Treon is going to be super beneficial to the show and for people that listen, because then you can ask me questions. I can pass on and get you real answers. The problem is I can't do a splashdown site, and that means like I can't own that page and then direct you to Blogspot, because it bothers them. I don't know why. I'm not real clear about the whole demographic behind it, but when the show goes live, I'm hoping to have it resolved. In the meantime, though, riffrunners.info, man. That's all you need to know. Type it in, riffrunners.info. Just click the link, it'll take you to the show. If you go to iTunes, you can still get to the show on the main page. Riffrunners.info is where you find us. Riffrunners.info is the way to go. If you want to recommend the show to somebody, just tell them riffrunners.info. And not that I think anybody's listening or going to recommend it, but thank you, my 38 people who listen religiously. Also, another thing, I don't understand how it works, but apparently I had 1,000 listens the last show. Not the interview show, the show before that. The interview show got us more around 800. Thank you. Thank you for however that happened. Thank you, man. I'm grateful. See, I appreciate the time you guys spent. I got 30 minutes of your life. You can't get it back. And I'm grateful that I got to steal it. Another thing, I'm going to start another blog that I'm going to announce here. I'll talk about it occasionally, but I'm going to watch Netflix and record background, and you're like, wait, what? You're going to what? All right, this is what it is. I'm going to watch Netflix, a movie, and then I'm going to watch it from beginning to end while I record, you know, commentary, funny shit. Hey, it's really fun if you're watching murder mysteries, because I'm like, I think that guy did it. That guy right there. That guy looks like the guy that did it. I think he's guilty. And then at the end, I'm either right or wrong, but we got it on audio, so ha-ha. And I don't know, it seems like a lot of fun. I've heard a lot of them, I like listening to them, and it's not going to be like comment, ha ha ha, I'm not that loud guy in the fucking theater. But, you know, if you want to watch it with us, you want to put in your 2 cents, you want to write and be like, oh man, I thought this was really funny, or I disagree, man, I think this shit happened. You know, that's all you got to do. Just write into the show and be like, hey, I like this comment, I didn't like this comment, I like this movie, I didn't like this movie. Then I'll read the comments at the beginning of the following thing. Now, some people are like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my normal show just like this. And I'm going to be like, hey, this is going to happen. This thing is going to be like an intro. And then I'm going to count to three. And when I hit three, everybody presses play at the same time with me. And my commentary is then in time with your movie. Because hopefully you've already got it loaded up and waiting to go in the background while you're listening to the show. Matter of fact, you don't even have to have the show where you can see it. You listen for the countdown. So, you know, one, two, three, and then you play, and then we're gone. And that seems like it sounds dumb on the surface. But then I heard some of them, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of entertaining to listen to. And then it sounds kind of dumb, but I wasn't watching a movie by myself. It felt like I was listening to some funny shit somebody else had to say. And some not so funny shit, but it was still interesting. It wasn't just watching a movie, it was like watching a movie and being a part of something. Because then, apparently this guy reads comments and puts some of the comments on his little video thing, and I thought, video thing? Don't really want to do that. I'd have a face made for radio, my personal opinion. Alright man, that's it. I'm getting out of here. This is Chuck. Write me at Dimrunner. Oh, I can never get that right. DimrootRiffRunners@gmail.com. Comment here on Blogspot. If you don't know how to get to us, riffrunners.info will take you to us. We're on iTunes. Just type Riffrunners and search us in the store. I appreciate all the support. Thank you for listening. This is Chuck.
We are the Defiant.